fourth parak of Erevin, Mishnah Gimel. When a person leaves his tum, he's entitled to only 4 amas of walking area. But we have some exceptions to the rule. Misha Yotzeh B'Shus, if he was permitted to go out of his tum because he did it for mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh or for Pikuach Nefesh, helping somebody, save somebody's life. Amrulo, they said, Svanasa Maisa, you already did what you have to do. What really was taken care of. So the Maisa, he's stuck out there. What can he do now? Even so, we say, Yishbal Pai Ma'al HaKharoch. They gave him 2,000 amas in every direction. Because since he did a little mitzvah, they were making on the halachas of tchumen. Im ha'yi v'teich ha'tchum ki l'yotza. If that 2,000 amas overlapped with his original tchum, so he's allowed to walk to the end of 2,000 amas. Now he's in his original tchum. Once he's back in his original tchum, he could, it's as if he didn't go out, and he could use his original tchum. So it could end up that he's getting close to 4,000 amas out of this. Shekol ha'yotzim l'hatzil choyzim l'mkoyimam. The Mishnah says we find another kula that a person who goes to save people from goyim or there's some buildings that collapse they permitted them if they needed certain tools or to fight the goyim, their ammunition they took with them, they're allowed to take the ammunition back, and they didn't require him to leave his ammunition and his weapons where he was. So that is also a heter for somebody that went out and said l'shem mitzvah, that he also permitted him not only to go back to have a tchum, but also in this case to take his weapons back with him.